Let's join together in prayer for the message. Almighty God, send your Holy Spirit among us now, and let it burn like fire in our hearts as we consider your word together. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, I don't know if you know this. Probably this is not big news to anybody that's used to coming to Grace Church, but we Methodists know how to eat together. We know how to do meals. Especially here at Grace, we have our Wednesday evening fellowship supper that's been mentioned already today at 5:30 every week. And whether it's enjoying one of the many dishes that Roxanne handles so well, or whether it's an after church meal like we had last week with the soup luncheon that the United Methodist women did for us, or whether it's shepherd's pie from Ryan one evening, or baked chicken another evening from Jack and John, we know how to eat, and we enjoy that time together. If you haven't checked that out, come at 5:30 Wednesday evening. There's always enough for everyone, and then you have the opportunity to go to a Bible study, or you might want to join the choir and take a part in the choir that offers music to the 11:15 service each week and special programming and all. It's a wonderful opportunity for us to get together and to celebrate God's love among us. But we, in fact, know how to eat. In fact, in our experience of plenty here, it might seem a little strange in our study of the Lord's Prayer that the first personal petition we come to says, "Give us today our daily bread." Bread for today. In our abundance, that might not be the thing that first comes to our mind. We've been going through the Lord's Prayer. We remark that the wonder that the one whose name is hallowed as the creator of all of the universe, that same one has given us the privilege of saying our Father, and we can go to him with anything that we have on our hearts. After hallowing that name, we recognize that he is drawing us close to him always as our Father. We learned, beyond that as we continue to pray together, we're aligning ourselves with God so that God's kingdom might become a reality and we can be used by God to help bring that kingdom to fruition. We say, "Thy will be done and not our own." And so the prayer has taken on kind of a glorious message, and then suddenly it comes to this, "Give us today our daily bread," which strikes me personally as an important message to us that we may not dwell on very much. There are a few things, at least, that I would lift up from this particular line, this shortest verse that Katie ever read, she said to me, for our message, that this verse says to us. The first is that we are utterly dependent on God. Utterly dependent on God. Everything that we have is a gift from God. Everything we have is a gift from God. Even that strikes me as a little bit odd. I mean, my payroll check is direct deposited into my account so that Nancy and I can go to the grocery store. We take the cart, we move up and down the aisles, selecting anything that our appetite desires, putting them in the cart. We get to the checkout line. We put a plastic card with a chip in it into an electronic device. Someone somewhere gets a little more money in their paycheck because they manage the transactions on the credit cards. We put in our number. The checkout clerk says, "Thank you, have a nice day." We go home and have a great sumptuous meal and always have more than enough. So it seems strange to me, might more likely say, "Thanks, Lord, I got this bread for today thing covered." But the prayer that we are learning to pray together, calls us to a different understanding, an understanding that says that all that we have is a gift from God. All that we have is a gift from God. And what we are called to do and to be is good stewards of all that God has given us. The Israelites learned the lesson kind of the hard way, because when they were delivered from slavery in Egypt and they began their journey in the wilderness, they literally had one day's food at a time. God supplied that and supplied it one day at a time, except for the Sabbath day, in which they received 2 days, so they wouldn't have to work on the Sabbath. They literally learned complete and utter dependence on God. God has blessed us so richly that most of us are not in that particular situation. But we are called by this particular little verse to be good stewards of all that God has given us. All that God has given us. Who knew that right in the middle of the Lord's Prayer we'd get a stewardship message? But we are called to be good stewards of all that God has given us. And the stewardship rules, how we deal with all that God has given us, are listed right there in God's holy word. And we are drawn to learn the way that God intends for us to spend all that we have, because it's a gift from God. So we're utterly dependent on God, and all that we have is a gift from God. The second thing that occurs to me is that when we say our bread, we're recognizing our inclusion with others as well. We mentioned that when we prayed Our Father, we realized that none of us pray alone, but we're always part of a larger group that is part of the communion of saints, and we offer ourselves to God together in prayer. So it is with those of us who share bread with one another. We, as representatives of the kingdom of God, if there's one person hungry when we have more than enough, we must feel obligated to do something about that. We need to do something, take some action to make a difference in the world. Because the kingdom we represent is that kingdom in which a meager offering of 5 loaves and 2 fish, after the blessing of God, becomes enough to feed thousands of people with enough left over to spare. That's the kingdom we represent. How is it that we can fill ourselves with leftovers and not have anyone that doesn't have enough in our community? We have a couple of ministries here that we highlight from time to time that are ways in which we try to address this particular need. We have an Acts of Grace food pantry so that those in need come on Wednesday mornings for a little while and we share some of the gifts that God has given us with them. We also have a blessing box out here that allows us to put some food in when we have enough, and for those who have a need to come without any fanfare and take what they need. So give what you can, take what they need. These are opportunities for us to represent the kingdom of God, which is an abundant kingdom, because we recognize that we're in this together as God's people. So everything that we have is a gift from God. We are utterly dependent on God, and we share that which we have. But also, we're reminded, especially today, since we're getting ready to come to the Lord's table, that taking food together is a holy act. Jesus' ministry was often conducted around the table. He invited even people that the rest of society wanted to have nothing to do with to eat at the table. He also ate at table with his enemies in order to show the kingdom of God and its principles to those around him. He made every meal in which he attended holy, and when he had the most important message to convey to his disciples at the end of his earthly ministry, he gathered them around the table and transformed the Passover meal into what we call the Lord's Supper, or Eucharist, or Holy Communion. We're told to remember Christ's body as we take a piece of bread, common, ordinary bread. We're told to remember the sacrifice that was Christ's blood for us, taking our punishment upon himself as we take a little bit of the fruit of the vine. Simple elements. This great God of the universe sustains God's world and God's kingdom just as much as God created it. He sustains it with the simple elements of bread and wine. So when we gather together at the table of our Lord, it may be good for us to realize that every meal we take is a holy act when we consider that God has gifted us so richly, blessed us so much with all that we have and all that we are. So we hear the message of good stewardship. We hear the message of sharing what we have with those in need. We hear the message of considering every meal as a holy act that we share with one another. I've heard that some families like to leave an empty seat with a plate in front of it at the table when they have a family meal so that they can recognize that Christ is present with them. Not a bad habit to cultivate. to remind us that every meal is holy to the Lord. When we ask for a blessing on the food from now on, perhaps we'll remember that in fact all that we have is a gift from God. Whether we have little or much, it's ours because God has graced us with that gift. So we continue the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. As we prepare our hearts to come to the Lord's table, once again we receive the bread that is the body of Christ, the wine which reminds us of the blood shed on the cross for us, so we can be included as part of the kingdom of God. May we be nourished always, and always pray the prayer of thanksgiving to the Lord our God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's prepare our hearts now to come to the table of the Lord.
God. Father, we give you thanks for life and health and hope and love, for your beautiful world and our place in it. You have always been near us, even when we chose not to notice. You have always sought us, even when we ignored you. We join all of creation and we say, we give you thanks, O God. In the person of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you have made a way for us to know you and to be reconciled to you and each other. We come to this holy meal, humble to know the great gift of redemption that Jesus bought with his flesh and blood. And we say, we give you thanks, O God.
And we remember that on the night Jesus gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And likewise, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. We do remember the gifts that Christ gave to us. And we pray that God's Holy Spirit might be poured out on all of us and on these gifts of bread and wine, that they may be for us the body and blood of Christ, so that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, O God, make us one together, one in Christ, one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as bold children of God, we are bringing our hearts together as we offer the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. When we partake of the bread, we partake of the same loaf that represents Christ's body to us. Salvation is in him. The cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ that has been shed for us, salvation for us all. Friends will receive the elements of communion as is we typically do by the method of intinction. When you come forward, you'll receive a piece of bread, dip it in the cup, consume it. If you want to kneel at the altar for a time, you can. Some are in the habit of bringing a communion rail offering. If you do, that will go to our Panamanian missionary, Rhett Thompson. Please remember that this is not Grace United Methodist Church's table, it is the Lord's table. So whatever your background, whatever church you're affiliated with or no church at all, you may come if as invited to share here in the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We also have gluten-free wafers if that's a need that anyone has. We're going to have the praise team come first. The children are right behind them, and then we'll begin with the rest of us. The table is prepared. Come as you will.
Come, Lord redeemed cries out to thee. We sing, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Let's join together in prayer. Almighty God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen. Let's stand and sing our closing praise song together.
Is enough.